This is Derek Bros. This is Derek Bros of the Conscious Resistance. I'm here in Standing Rock.
That man is wanted in 5 different countries: Chile, Argentina, Brazil.
We've been fighting a long time. We've all lost so very much. So many loved ones gone.
Don't you fucking tease that horse!
You are not alone. There are pockets of resistance all around the planet. We are at the brink. Above all, stay alive. You have no idea how important.
Hey everyone, this is Derek Bros with the Conscious Resistance Network, and today I am going to be covering my latest article for The Last American Vagabond, which I think is extremely important. Hopefully you guys can tell by the title of this video here. So we're going to talk about, for those of you who might have got, unfortunately, a PCR test, COVID test, or a DNA test, you know, one of those tests trying to figure out what's going on in your family and where you come from and all that stuff. I happen to be one of those unfortunate people. Well, we might be at risk. So we're going to talk about that and more today. But first, I want to encourage you guys to bookmark my website, theconsciousresistance.com, theconsciousresistance.com for the Conscious Resistance Network. This is where I've been broadcasting all of my content, guys, for over a decade now. We have Spanish content increasing every day. We're publishing articles in Spanish, going to have documentaries and videos in Spanish as well. You can learn more about freedom cells. You can watch my documentaries. You can see my previous investigations. If you want to know what the heck the Conscious Resistance means, you can check it out right there. You can download my books for free. You can learn more about agorism and opting out and exiting and building, the philosophy that I promote. And you can watch some of my presentations. If you ever need a little bit of inspiration or motivation, I encourage you to go check out my presentations. I've been doing public speaking for 10 years now, and I have dozens and dozens of talks that you might enjoy. But today we are talking about DNA, COVID tests, and being at risk of a so-called bioweapon attack. And we're going to explore all that this means in this video. Now, first, we are focused on this topic because of an article I wrote just last week for The Last American Vagabond, which itself was based on a statement, two statements actually, or several statements made by two different people regarding the potential for using DNA tests to create gene-specific bioweapons. And this came just about a week ago, 10 days ago, July 22nd, U.S. Representative Jason Crow and Senator Joni Ernst spoke about the dangers posed by bioweapons targeting specific populations based on their DNA. And this happened at the Aspen Security Forum, which is a really interesting forum in itself. I encourage people to look more into this organization, Aspen Security Forum. I found some other talks from, let me see if I got it right here. I found a talk that I haven't watched yet, but I've been trying to make time for, from the Aspen Security Forum, featuring the former CEO of Google, the current CEO of Microsoft, called A New Frontier: National Security, Artificial Intelligence, and Misinformation. So that's, I'm sure, the interesting. But at this forum, Jason Crow, Democrat from Colorado, who's also a member of the House Intelligence Committee, he was basically talking some shit to younger Americans who he says are just too eager to give up their genetic code to private companies who offer testing services. And I've also seen, when I was doing investigations for this article, I've seen that there's even been people speaking out saying that companies like 23andMe are like specifically targeting ads to veterans and saying, hey, we got a veterans discount to find out where your family comes from. Like, maybe somebody out there is specifically targeting the military to get their genes for a reason. I don't know. And so they go on here, and Jason Crow says, quote, people will very rapidly spit into a cup and send it to 23andMe and get really interesting data about their background. And guess what? Their DNA is now owned by a private company. It can be sold off with very little intellectual property protection or privacy protection, and we don't have legal and regulatory regimes to deal with that. He goes on to say that, you know, that over the last 20 years, and I think there's some truth to this. I'm 37 myself, and, born in the mid-80s, grew up, I think, really in the mid-2000s, early 2000s. And it definitely, post 9/11, it seems like people don't give a damn about privacy. And I've tried to talk to people about privacy for a decade now, and people don't seem to care. I know some of you guys care, but a lot of people, even within the community of Freedom Truth community, have Amazon Echoes in their homes, or Alexas and smart fridges and Ring doorbell cameras. It's like, come on, guys, you're giving up your privacy. But he goes and he says that expectations of privacy have degraded over the last 20 years and that young people have very little expectation of privacy, according to the polling and data, he said. Now, he also warned that DNA is, quote, going to be procured and collected by our adversaries for the development of weapon systems that target a specific DNA trait or category. He says, quote, you can actually take someone's DNA, take, you know, their medical profile, and you can target a biological weapon that will kill that person or take them off the battlefield or make them inoperable, he said at the Aspen Security Forum. Now, let's talk about that for a moment. This guy, Jason Crow, and his statements here. This shouldn't be completely new information to most of us. I'm sure to some of you, you have not heard of this. But the reality is that the government, I would say DARPA, the U.S. military, and various government health agencies themselves, I would even, in the area of speculation, without evidence at the moment, say that there might be certain quote-unquote vaccination programs that are funded in Africa and other parts of the world, India, where we're being told that they're going out there to help these poor people, that could also be in varying ways about DNA collection, population control. I know that some of you already, you know what I'm talking about. But this shouldn't be totally surprising. You know, maybe it sounds like science fiction, but let's think about, what does this really mean? DNA specific, right? So it could be as simple as like, okay, all people who have this specific DNA mutation. I don't mean that in like a mean attacking way. I'm just saying, like, let's say that your DNA had one weird aberration that's found in 10,000 people out of a million, right, around the world, have this various mutation in the DNA, and you develop a bioweapon, let's say, and I know a lot of people out there, there's no such thing as bioweapons, it's all fake, etc. I think you're wrong, guys. The military has been working on weaponizing all kinds of pathogens and things that can harm people that come from outside the body that are not just terrain. And let's say that they created a weapon like that targeted some specific mutation in a DNA that is present in 10,000 out of a million people, right? And they release that into the wild. And before you know it, people start getting sick. And we're maybe even they tell the people, hey, this is a virus that's spreading. It's a sickness that's out there. It's spreading and people are dying. And, you know, but it's only affecting certain kind of people, we find out. Or maybe they don't, you know, would the media really tell us that? Because then it might be more obvious that it's a targeted weapon, right? You could spread something like that, a bioweapon. And things, I'm not the first person to say this. People like Bill Gates and others from their perspective have warned about this, said, you know, what if a terrorist weaponized some version of smallpox and released it out into the wild, right? Making it more dangerous. That's one thing. But what if somebody, a terrorist, whether that's a terrorist inside the government or outside, took a strain of some pathogen and weaponized it to target only Japanese people or only, you know, again, people with a specific mutation, or it could go down to even as much as like, say, a specific blood type. I mean, I think that would be disturbing, but interesting as well. So yeah, that's what he's talking about. That's what he is warning about. And I encourage you to look more into this if you haven't. Let's go further, though. There's another statement we have here. This is from Senator Ernst. This is a woman, Joni Ernst, I believe, a Republican. So we had one is a Democrat, this guy, Jason Crow, warning that they can make a specific, their medical profile and make a biological weapon that will kill a person or take them off the battlefield. Then we have a Republican from Iowa. So Democrat from Colorado, Republican from Iowa, kind of sounding the alarm here. She says that her concerns are more about, and I think this is important, especially with everything we're facing right now, that what if there is similar technology that could be used to target animal agriculture and crops? She said, quote, if we look at food security and what can our adversaries do with biological weapons that are targeted at our animal agriculture, at our agricultural sector? She started to warn about weaponized versions of the flu, saying, quote, highly pathogenic avian influenza, African swine fever, all these things have circulated around the globe. But if targeted by an adversary, we know that it brings about food insecurity. Food insecurity drives a lot of other insecurities around the globe. So now, again, maybe you guys don't agree with the idea of viruses being weaponized, but whatever you want to call them, viruses, pathogens, some other name that you feel comfortable with, there are, I don't know, I'm not an expert, but you could say, other, you know, there's some form of pathogen or maybe even something genetically engineered in a lab that could be put out there and could be weaponized. Now, they could tell us it's a flu. They could tell us it's a coronavirus when in reality, maybe it's something much, much deeper. This is why I think things like the conversation around the gain of function research, which some people think is a red herring or, you know, a psyop, I don't. Why people like Fauci don't want to talk about it. Maybe that's why it hasn't been isolated, guys. Maybe that's why it hasn't been, you know, truly shown to exist the way that many of us know it hasn't, based on a lot of different information, because maybe that would reveal that it was a weapon, bioweapon. happen, right? I'm talking about COVID-19 specifically. But even outside of COVID news, because remember, this is DNA testing. But I wrote about this before, guys, and we're going to talk about this in just a moment. I'm going to show you how this relates to COVID-19. Right now, we're just talking about the DNA testing, gathering people's DNA through 23andMe, Ancestry.com, all those different ones out there, the big private companies that exist. And you could probably go to a private lab and do this, and maybe, I don't know, but I bet there are labs out there who don't share your data and you could do this. But 23andMe and all those convenient ones that you see at the store, it's like, hey, just buy this, spit in the cup and mail it to us. And in 10 weeks, we'll tell you where you come from. Those companies are very worrisome. And I'm going to tell you more about that. But this isn't the first time we've heard about this. Look, I found reports all the way back in July 2019. You got the chief of naval operations, Admiral John Richardson, so a very high up man, warning against the use of home testing kits. He said, be careful who you send your DNA to. At an event hosted by the Mitchell Institute for Aerospace Studies, he said, quote, there's a number of companies where you can go and find out what your makeup is. That's a lot of information. You learn a lot about yourself, and so does the company who's doing it. And then by December 2019, Yahoo reported on a memo that was sent to members of the military stating that information collected by private companies could pose a security risk. The memo said exposing sensitive genetic information to outside parties poses personal and operational risk to service members. And this was written by Joseph D. Kernan, the Undersecretary of the Defense for Intelligence, as well as James N. Stewart, the Assistant Secretary of Defense for Manpower. They said, quote, these direct consumer genetic tests are largely unregulated and could expose personnel and genetic information and potentially create unintended security consequences and increased risk to the joint force and mission. So basically they're saying like, look, if all of our military men are giving out their DNA, and especially when some of these companies, as 23andMe does, have ties to China, not to say that China is the only threat out there. A lot of people like to make a big deal about China. Yes, I'm concerned about them. I'm more concerned about them than I am about Russia, but I'm also equally concerned about places like Israel and all the influence they have, right? And, you know, but let's not, you know, kind of be ignorant though and act as if China has no influence and isn't trying to influence the United States. So this article here is kind of like one and a half of what will be a three-part series of about DNA. I did this previous article called Bill Gates, 23andMe, China and your DNA. And I encourage you to go back and read that because I go much more in depth here, but I'm going to share a little bit about that right here in this section. So 23andMe is one company that has been collecting the DNA, and we're going to get into them in just a moment, a little bit more about them. But there's also this other big company called BGI Group, which is the largest biotech firm in the world, and they are a Chinese company. And there was a report on 60 Minutes a couple of months back or last year saying how BGI started building COVID-19 testing labs in six different states right after the COVID panic began, like in New York and California. They all of a sudden, this Chinese company starts building testing labs, right? And people are concerned that because Chinese companies have, you know, such allegiance to the Chinese state, and they have to, you know, the Chinese government has almost just kind of all pervasive power in looking at what the companies are doing and getting information from them. So the concern was that, okay, this Chinese company is out there doing COVID testing, which sticking things up people's nose, could be gathering DNA for genomic research, DNA research. And U.S. intelligence officials started saying that a foreign entity like China could learn about a person's current or future medical conditions by studying their DNA, and then they could use this information in the most kind of least scary way to gain a monopoly over necessary drugs and treatment. Let's just say that's like it's just a profit-driven motive. Okay, well, let's use this DNA test to find out what sort of medical conditions that exist in Americans, and then we'll take that information to go back home to our pharmaceutical labs and develop drugs to treat those things so that we can maintain profit and long into the future and keep these people medicated, right? That's one thing. I think that's the maybe a best case scenario. It could be much, much worse than that. And this started in 2021 when Reuters reported that more than 40 publicly available documents and research papers show that the BGI company is linked to the People's Liberation Army in China. And Reuters said that the research dealt with topics as varied as mass testing for respiratory pathogens, imagine that, to brain science. And then I also National Pulse, they uncovered documentation showing that, guess what, Bill and Melinda Gates and the BGI group have a relationship going back nearly a decade. And, you know, we get into that, even developing genomics specifically with Bill Gates. Bill Gates visited their headquarters numerous times. But this is what it comes down to, is that the danger of COVID tests being used as a method for gathering DNA data on the public is a part of a larger conversation, which is the dangers posed by these genealogy companies in general. And again, I mentioned Ancestry and 23andMe. 23andMe claims that they do not hand over anybody's data, that they're not giving out people's information. But the reality, again, that like I said earlier, is like China is a concern, but the reality is that most governments in the world who have the resources are probably seeking to mine, study, and test DNA from their own people if they have the opportunity. And you guarantee this includes the U.S. government, military, as well as American private companies. So it's not like it's just the Chinese companies and the Chinese government. It's all these different people, these power players. Now, this is another piece of the puzzle as I start to wrap up here. So this is interesting, and this is where my next research on this topic will eventually go. So 23andMe, the CEO of that company is a woman named Anne Wojcicki. You guys might recognize that last name, who was interviewed in January 2021 on 60 Minutes. And the interesting thing about it is that she straight up admitted that the goal of their company, they promote themselves as a DNA company, but they see themselves as a health company, that their goal really is to take all this DNA data that they've designed. And as I just said a moment ago, they are admitting that they're going to use that to develop drugs. And here's her quote. She says, quote, "This is the CEO of 23andMe, and I absolutely stand behind. We are going to develop drugs so that everyone is actually benefiting from the human genome. So absolutely, that data is valuable." So she's saying it's like it's going to be for the good of the human species, but they're definitely gathering the DNA and they're going to use it in other ways beyond just telling you you're 3% Native American. So, the answer, according to her, is that the United States needs to invest in these genomic programs. And that's the best way to stop China, is that we need to invest in it. I mean, and then the other interesting thing is, look, I found that 23andMe, when they became a publicly traded company, that was with the help of billionaire Richard Branson. He's got some interesting connections through his Virgin Acquisition Group. And he said that, quote, "Their vast proprietary data set of DNA would allow Virgin to, quote, unlock revenue streams across digital health, therapeutics, and more." So, I mean, they just see this as like, wow, we just got the mother load. Remember, data is the new oil, right? Well, your DNA data is probably the most valuable. So 23andMe, run by Anne Wojcicki, friends with billionaire Richard Branson. But here's, where do you know that name? Well, because Anne is the sister of Susan Wojcicki. I don't know. I never know how to pronounce their name, but you know who I'm talking about. Susan, who is the CEO of YouTube. So get that. These two sisters. One is the CEO of 23andMe with connections to Bill Gates, with connections to BGI Group and the Chinese government, saying that they're collecting your DNA to sell drugs and get into that whole other area. Meanwhile, her sister's the CEO of YouTube, which is over there on YouTube censoring anybody who wants to talk about this kind of information, who wants to say that maybe these things are happening, and censor people talking about the truth about COVID-19. So, I mean, they're kind of working on both fronts. And here's another interesting connection. Anne, the sister who is the CEO of 23andMe, until 2015, her husband was Sergey Brin, who is one of the founders of Google and who's the president of Google's parent company, Alphabet Inc., who also owns YouTube. Wow, what a circle there. So you got sisters running two different companies, ex-husband involved in Google, and president of the parent company, which owns the other sister's company, YouTube. So there is a web of connections between the DNA collection, testing companies, Chinese intelligence, foundations such as Bill Gates and big tech. And I found plenty of examples showing here. I'll pull up a couple of these showing that the U.S. government's just as excited about investing in this technology too. You shouldn't doubt that they are involved in it as well. For example, DARPA has been working on various genomic research projects. Check the links there, including attempting to hack the DNA of insects for warfare. And they also awarded $5 million to DNA Script, a company, to work with Moderna on the development of a prototype system for mobile therapeutic and vaccine manufacture. So there's a lot of connections here. And what I'll end with is this statement. For millions of Americans and potentially billions around the world who have volunteered their DNA, the reality is that potential bad actors may already be developing drugs and weapons based on your most personal data of all, your genetic code. And that's some scary shit, my friends. Because as I mentioned earlier, I did one of those tests a couple years ago. Here's the story. U.S. military wants to know what synthetic biology weapons could look like, recreated viruses, toxic bacteria. And again, if you think this is all fake, then I guess they're all just sitting in a lab wasting money and none of that is actually happening. But I think this is a real concern. I really do. Let me see. Let me go ahead and check the comments now. Again, I appreciate everybody who's listening. If you're watching, guys, please give us a thumbs up wherever you're watching. Flame. Heart, whatever platform you're on. Shout out to everybody watching on Odyssey. Shout out to everybody watching on Rockfin, on DLive. This will be also going on BitChute. And of course, everybody over on Facebook and YouTube. Yeah, thanks for the support too. But if you got any questions, this is the time to do it. I encourage you to go read this article. It is published at The Last American Vagabond on my my usual tab where you can find all my articles. And I appreciate it because this information needs to be shared. Share my article, share this video. And yeah, and look, see, here's a good one. Good comment from Dan. Dan Armstrong says, 23andMe's terms of service state that by signing up for testing, quote, you specifically understand that you will not receive compensation for any research or commercial products that include a result from your genetic information or self-reported information. So yeah, I mean, like, they're clearly like getting into doing, like making money off your DNA. And just like with most terms of service, when people sign up for like social media or anything else, people don't read that. How many of you actually read that, right? So, and again, like, I'm guilty of it. We all do this, right? And I think that this is important, right? So if you appreciate my work, please do share it. I think I mentioned to you guys before, I will say this, I did recently restart the YouTube channel. I hate YouTube. If you don't know, guys, I was deleted off YouTube in October 2020, 65,000 subscribers, 5 million plus views for reporting just like this. In fact, I was reporting on DNA testing, DNA therapeutics, and how the future of healthcare is going to be wearables, injectables. That's actually what got me kicked off YouTube. Let's see if it happens again. But if you appreciate my work, please do visit us at theconsciousresistance.com, theconsciousresistance.com. This is where you can find all of my work, guys. You can find, I think somebody was asking a couple moments ago about how to order my books. You can go to the store right here. You can see the books. You can order my books through there. They're also on Amazon. Please don't order them on Amazon. There's better places, but you can see all of my books right here. Send them to your friends. I think somebody said you got a friend in prison. I've been there. Send them my book. Hopefully it'll help them in their journey. If you want to support us as well, you can order some shirts. Check out the different shirts. We got New Conscious Resistance logo, No Masters, No Slaves, Holistic Anarchistic Anarchism. You are beautiful. You are powerful. You are free. And then this quote from my first book, Revolution Without Healing is a Recipe for Disaster. And we got all these in different colors, different things. So if you want to support us, you watch my videos a lot, please, please, please help me in some way because I'm not on Patreon. I barely do PayPal. And the only payment I get is for writing my articles. The rest of it is completely user supported. If you want to send me love mail, hate mail, or anything else fun, you can go to theconsciousresistance.com/invest. And there is a P.O. box right here. Send me some mail. Send me a letter. Send me a whatever. I like checking it. It's cool getting things in there. All right, guys, I'm out of here. I appreciate your support. Thank you so much for supporting me over this last decade as I continue to try to bring awareness to these crazy things that are going on. I appreciate you. And until next time, remember, you are powerful, you are beautiful, and you are free. Peace, my friends.
Since 2012, the Conscious Resistance Network has been an independent media organization focused on empowering individuals through education, philosophy, health, and community organizing. We work to create a world where corporate and state power do not rule over the lives of free human beings. Our motto is leading by example and helping others in their pursuit of freedom. Visit theconsciousresistance.com to find our articles, documentaries, interviews, podcasts, books, and more. Remember, you are powerful, you are beautiful, and you are free.